Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 166. My name is John. Big City Nights, you keep me burning. I was on the Twitter not too long ago. Yes, I know it's X, but I still like calling it the Twitter in honor of the wonderful Betty White. Anyway, I was on the Twitter not too long ago and ran across a post from @JordanSchachtel, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, asking for the most overrated city in America. This got me thinking of which city that I have visited that I would consider the most overrated. Well, that part was easy. But then I decided to rank them and turn them into a podcast. But then I decided to do every place I visited and rank them with a brief description. But then I decided that that was much too broad. So I split it into 5 different categories. This is the first of the categories, the first list. The big cities of the United States. First off, for me, most overrated means the widest gap between the hype a city receives versus my personal experiences. This will become apparent with my first 2 cities. Second, as I prefer to do, I'm going to go from worst to best. So I'm going to get my most overrated out of the way in a moment. Third, you'll notice there won't be any Texas cities on this list because Texas is going to be its own category. Last, I had to make some kind of dividing line between what is and what is not considered a big city. So I decided that if they have a team in one of the 4 major North American sports leagues, NFL, MLB, NBA, or NHL, they qualify. So let me get started. There's going to be 17 total on the list. Bottom tier, the worst and overrated. And if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know what my choice is. The absolute worst big city, worst any city I've ever been to in all my life, is San Francisco. I will never understand why people rave about this city. I remember having some really good clam chowder in a sourdough bread bowl, which is kind of what you got to do there, I guess, and a really good garlic-themed restaurant called The Stinking Rose that also featured the only waiter who smiled and made eye contact during our stay. And we were there for a week. The city is either filled with miserable, hateful, angry people, or we just had the misfortune of running into every single one of them. Hate Ashbury really deserves to be spelled H-A-T-E, because there is no remaining evidence of it ever having been a mecca for peace and love. The city is filthy, and that was long before there was ever a need to show a map of every place human fecal matter was found on the sidewalks. The day trips outside of the city that we took were far and away the best part. In fact, I think I can safely say the farther away you are from San Francisco, the better off you are. You'd have to pay me to go back. And no matter how much money you think you need to offer me to go, it's not enough. In an ideal world, we would spare the rare good things about the city, place them somewhere safe, and allow the rest of it to proceed to its, hopefully quick, atrophy. So, have I left any doubt how I feel about the place? Next up, St. Louis. The arch is, well, the arch. It exists. It's there. It's interesting, sort of. The old courthouse was pretty nice to tour. I got to watch a Blues game while I was there. The barbecue was okay. We took a riverboat tour of the Mississippi, and it was possibly one of the most underwhelming and depressing things I've ever sat through. Ironically, it had the best sushi I've ever had in a non-oceanside city. But unless you like one of their sports teams or Budweiser, which why would you like that? There's really nothing I feel compelled to recommend for you to see there, except maybe the zoo. And again, I enjoyed the time we spent outside of the city far more than the city itself. The difference between this city and San Francisco is St. Louis doesn't get anywhere near the hype as San Francisco. I didn't expect much, and that's what St. Louis delivered. Not much. Baltimore. The harbor was nice, a big touristy area, and we were introduced to dangerously delicious pies, which I still have yet to find an equal to in my travels. The rest of the city seemed pretty bleak, and I'm really glad I didn't see the crime statistics for the area that we walked through at night until after the vacation was over. And since Dangerously Delicious Pies now has a location in Washington, D.C., I really don't have a reason to go back into Baltimore. Miami. I went there on a bachelor party weekend, so it was a bit of a blur. The beaches were okay, but there's absolutely no shade. The city itself just seemed to be living off its mystique rather than anything substantive. It just seemed very plastic. Next up, we have the undecided tier. This one, the jury's still out. I had limited exposure to these places, and I don't think that I had enough to make a truly informed decision. But I'm not necessarily in a hurry to go back either. Washington, D.C. I only spent an afternoon there. And that was at the National Mall, focusing on the Washington, Lincoln, and MLK memorials, and the World War II and Vietnam memorials. I'm a small government kind of person. So, D.C. is pretty much the epitome of the out-of-control, bureaucratic, war machine nightmare that the founders warned us about. But the memorials in and of themselves were poignant and impressive, reminding us of ideals we should be striving to achieve instead of attacking anyone who doesn't fall into exact lockstep with our ideology. But I digress. Phoenix. I've been to Phoenix twice, and each time was work-related, so I didn't really get to see much except for what regional managers wanted me to see. Of course, it's a dry heat, but there are other desert places I'd rather visit. I've got a friend who lives there and she always wants me to come visit, so maybe I should give it a chance. Oh, Raleigh. I almost forgot this one, so there's actually now 18 cities on the list. We didn't spend very much time here. We were just driving through on the way from the Outer Banks back to Charlotte. Normally, we would have stopped at the Capitol building because, you know, we like to do that, but we just decided to skip it. Overall, the city looked pretty nice, though. Orlando. We were going on a cruise out of Port Canaveral, and we came in a day early. But all we did was rent a car and go out to Universal Studios to have lunch at Emerald's restaurant, back when he was a really big name. And then we drove out to Cocoa Beach. I'm not a big theme park kind of person, so I'd need some other kind of recommendations in order to inspire me to want to go back. Next up is Denver. We actually spent a few days there, but two of them had Gina sick in bed. Fortunately, we found a really good doctor there who prescribed the proper medication, and she recovered faster than we expected. But the thing I remember most about Denver was we got stuck in the examination room normally reserved for children, and one wall had a giant panel of the X-Men Teen Titans crossover drawn by John Byrne. And Gina rolled her eyes when I gushed over it. She was feeling better for her actual anniversary, and we had a really nice dinner, but I'll be damned if I can remember the name of the place. Memphis. We only spent one night there, walking up and down Beale Street, and had a really nice breakfast the next morning at a place called Brother Juniper. But that's really all we had the energy for in the middle of a 2,500-mile, seven-state road trip. And next up, we have the passable tier. I'm glad I got to see it. I got enough to appreciate the city, and I wouldn't resist going back, but I wouldn't be disappointed if I never returned. Charlotte. Nice city. My food was okay, but the downtown area was dead at night. Portland. This was the second half of a vacation that started with a few days out on the Oregon coast, but that part of the trip will be discussed elsewhere. Every meal we had in Portland was top-notch, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and the waitstaffs were mostly friendly. To be honest, the impressive culinary experiences are the only things keeping Portland from dropping to my overrated section. It was so damn difficult driving around at times with motorists and pedestrians acting like morons. And we did run across some pretty rude people that rivaled San Francisco. If you could only experience Portland without the city itself and that certain percentage of its rude, hateful, and entitled citizens, because that's what keeps me from wanting to go back. Boston. As you'd expect, great seafood. Loved the history. But never have I been more afraid for my life driving in a city than there. The only thing that I didn't get to see that I wished I had was Fenway Park. Salt Lake City. Super friendly. Easy to understand, clean city area. The Capitol building is pretty cool. Remember the movie The Sandlot, where the kids forge Babe Ruth's signature on a ball to try to buy time while they get the real one back? That ball with the fake signature is in the Capitol building. Temple Square was interesting. Idiotic state regulations on beer are hindering a lot of potential in their craft brewing scene. In general, the food was good, but the highlight for me was Brugs, which introduced us to Liège waffles. And for that, I am forever grateful. Las Vegas, our most recent trip. I go into much more detail in a previous podcast. The strip was worth experiencing, and now that I have experienced it, I don't need to again. It probably would have helped if most of what I wanted to see wasn't hindered by the Formula One construction all over the place. And I probably would have enjoyed it more 20 years ago when I had more energy and desire to party all night. Lastly, top tier. I'm ready to go back. Right now. These are the top three big cities for me. San Diego. I really enjoy San Diego, even though the weather was freakishly cool and dreary during our stay, until, ironically, the day we were to leave. I'd love to give it another try. There was some fantastic food, I really liked the downtown area, and the Hotel del Coronado is a must-see for me, as Some Like It Hot is one of my favorite all-time movies. New Orleans. Amazing food. That is enough for me to want to go back to New Orleans, especially Willie Mae's fried chicken. If you go to New Orleans, you have to try it. I would be disappointed if you didn't. Other than that, I mean, come on. Beignets and hot chocolate, or coffee if you like it, at Café du Monde, Jackson Square, the French Market, and I might even be up for Bourbon Street again if we get out of there before the evening gets too crazy. But not during the summer. I just can't deal with the humidity in New Orleans during the summer. And lastly, number one on my list, Chicago. Granted, it has been quite a few years since we've gone to Chicago, but for a while there, we were going every year in the late spring. I loved walking around Millennium Park, people watching around the Bean, deep dish at Giordano's or a burger at Kuma's Corner, walking through Lincoln Park Zoo or watching the city from the observation deck in Hancock Tower. Lots to do, lots to experience. And even though I don't watch any North American sports anymore, other than hockey, I could still be talked into bleacher seats at Wrigley Field. Now, the best thing about making lists like this is that it is 100% my opinion. You are more than welcome to offer your ranking, but don't try to change my mind. I'm not here to debate. I'm just here to, you know, offer my unsolicited opinion, and I'm willing to listen to yours too. Just like that original Twitter post that I mentioned at the beginning, where the poster named New Orleans as his most overrated. I didn't try to tell him he was wrong. I just gave him my nomination for San Francisco. The best thing you can do is make your own list. Put it out there into the world, and may the best city win. Or, more to the point, may the worst city lose. But it is San Francisco. San Francisco sucks. This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.